Hello and welcome to Tract of Fiction. This is Frank Allen. It was a WHRW Binghamton. Tract of Fiction is a show in which we do a little dramatization of some works of Jack Chick, and then we have a little debate about the veracity of tracts. It should be a lot of fun. This tract is called Satan's Master. And it is about supposed witchcraft, so it should be educational. I know we've done other witchcraft tracks before, but this one's just a little different, because it has a different story. Yeah. So, let's get right to it. The tract, Satan's Master.
Once upon a time, in a tract based on a true story, just like the true story you're living right now, a powerful witch meets with little witch younglings, welcoming them into the evil fold.
You've been initiated as witches in our coven. You are now one of us. You are now Satan's children, and Satan is the all-powerful God, the Mighty One.
Excuse me, Your Highness. Wait a minute. I'm in Wicca. I don't serve Satan. My powers are only for good.
I'd like you to leave, Hannah. I'll deal with your special case separately. Hannah will never realize what you've done to her. Hannah is in for a big surprise. Sisters, Satan is now your total ruler. He has the total power. You all became witches to get power, and I have more power than all of you put together. And all of you belong to me, because I am Your Highness. Now they're all afraid of me.
And the little witchettes were afraid.
She's going to hurt us! This isn't what I thought it would be!
First chance I get, I'll get her!
Unfortunately for the girls, Her Highness's personal demon, Rechon, had heard them.
Hey, heard Anne. She says she's gonna get you.
Girls, you are now in an organization that forbids you to challenge my authority. And the Great Father, Satan, has told me that you wish to get me. Any more of that and you'll be severely punished.
How does she know, Sarah?
Served you right, stupid. She told you she had the power.
I quit. I've had it. I'm leaving you, fishmongress.
Okay, you asked for it, baby. Rechon, let Anne see what it's like to fall out a three-story window, right now!
No! No! Stay away! Please, please! I didn't mean it!
You see? There is no escape. You leave the craft only one way, and that's feet first. Now let's split.
This isn't a game anymore. They're playing for keeps. We've been had!
Later, Her Highness goes to deal with the Hannah, who believed her powers were only for good and that she was pure.
Hannah, dear, your powers are special. You are one with the universe. Please, let me tell you where you're most needed. Do you see that church over there, my dear? Those poor Christians really need your help. They are so blind.
What can I do to help them?
Well, young girls are facing many problems. The pastor is ignoring them. The girls need someone like you and your force for good. You could lead them and teach them.
Her Most Wonderful Highness then tells her youngling acolytes of this scheme.
Hannah will be teaching Sunday school at the corner church. You watch her there and report back anything unusual.
6 months later, Hannah has a visitor in her Sunday school class.
Class, we have a visitor. Jill's friend Judy is here. Let's give her a big welcome.
But no one knew that Judy was an ex-high priestess of witchcraft, now serving Jesus.
Girls, you have power within yourselves that you can release to solve your problems. When you are home alone, simply light a candle, a white candle. This will help you concentrate. This will strengthen your prayer life.
Hannah, may I ask you a question, please? How should I pray about this kid in school who is hassling me?
Look into the candle flame and concentrate on that kid and say, "Oh, Father."
She was referring to Satan.
Release your energy in me to stop that kid. Amen. It's so simple. And this isn't new, girls. It's been around a long time, even before Christianity.
Is it from an ancient religion, Hannah?
Yes, even Jesus himself used it.
This was a false statement.
You see, Jesus was a great teacher and was called a prophet of God. We are all children of God, so we all have access to this power.
You're hanging yourself, lady.
But Hannah, where does this power come from?
The use of the candle, with the words of the prayer, triggers the release of power from what we call the positive material plane. This is the very essence of the power that holds the universe together.
Hannah was paraphrasing from the official Dungeons & Dragons Dungeon Master's Guide.
I really care about you girls, and I know it seems confusing, but there are many powers out there, and the Bible is one of the greatest. I'm always available to help you with the word. and to interpret it and guide you in it.
Hold it, lady! You just blew your cover! You're a witch, and I can prove it! Who put you over the Holy Spirit?
What?
When the Lord Jesus spoke of the Holy Spirit, he said that the Spirit would guide us in all truth and will glorify Jesus as Lord and Creator of everything that exists.
But the Holy Spirit only gives that guidance to special teachers and leaders.
Hannah, the Word of God says, "Repent, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." Therefore, all true believers have the Holy Spirit to guide them. The Lord has shown me, by what you teach, that you are a white witch. You don't know it, but Satan is your master. You've been deceived, and you're deceiving others with this satanic teaching of yours. Hannah, I was a high priestess, and God graciously saved me.
But one of the other little witchlings was nearby.
I'll stop this old bag. Great Holy Father and Demon of the Tongue, I beseech you to tighten Judy's mouth so she can no longer speak those blasphemous words. So let it be.
But Satan doesn't answer Sarah's prayers. He always double-crosses his followers.
This can't be! My demon didn't even get through! Great Father, help! What's happening?
I know who Satan's master is. It is the Lord Jesus Christ! Because of his love and power, I was able to get out of witchcraft alive!
That night, Sarah returns to Her Highness's lair.
Your Highness, it was awful! We could do nothing! We're begging you to use your power!
Okay, I'll send out my demon, Richan, to destroy her. But you must learn through this experience, and don't you expect me to help you ever again.
The High Priestess uses powerful incantations to send out Richan to accomplish this mission, but an unexpected thing occurs.
You dirty scuzzinger! You dare send me against a true born-again believer! Her angels almost killed me, and I'm going to beat you to death.
No!
Actually, yes. Almost. Her Highness crawls, dying, to the feet of her master, Satan.
Great Father, I'm hurt. Help me.
Me help you? You stupid gingerhead rat skeller. You got yourself in this mess. Now get yourself out.
Suddenly, a distraught Hannah returned from the church.
Your Highness, I had a terrible time in Sunday school this week. What happened in here? Who are you?
I am the great Richan. I disciplined this piece of trash, and now I'm going to get you.
But you can't. I'm a white witch.
You little fool. We demons supply the power behind all forms of witchcraft. And this is for your failure to handle Judy.
Oh my God, this can't be happening to me.
Richan eviscerated Hannah, tearing her spine from her body in a powerful and hideously bloody way, ensuring that she learned her lesson. Soon, after Sunday services, a mortified Sarah went to speak with Judy.
Hannah died! It was horrible, and the High Priestess is in the intensive care unit! I'm scared to death! Can you help me?
Of course, Sarah! And I'll show you who Satan's master is! Sarah, Satan is only a created being. The Bible says Jesus created all things. Satan is an angel with great power who rebelled against God with many other angels.
But Judy, I signed a contract with my own blood, giving myself to Satan. It was really gross. Can that ever be broken?
Absolutely! Mine was broken by the blood of Jesus. Sarah, Satan was defeated when Jesus died on the cross and rose again. His precious blood paid for our sins. So now God will forgive us when we repent. In God's eyes, witchcraft stinks. When we repent, we make Jesus our Lord and Master instead of Satan. Sarah, can't you see Jesus as Satan's master? When the final battle is fought, the Word of God says Satan will lose. When it's over, Sarah, and Satan is cast into the lake of fire, then he will bow down before Jesus and call him Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Oh, I want to be set free, Judy. What should I do?
Simply ask Jesus to forgive you for all you've done and to cleanse you and take away your powers of witchcraft. Then, your contract will be broken and your name will be in the Lamb's Book of Life.
And that's the tract Satan's Master.